wanted to talk now, though, about a... Well, it's going to be a low-flying plane flying across the county in the weeks to come. With me in the line to talk about this, we've got the Director of the Geological Survey of Ireland, Cohen Verbruggen, who's going to tell us now about the TELUS survey. Cohen, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in Kerry today.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for letting me on to explain about this. Yeah, we have an airborne survey being carried out over all of Kerry, which is going to commence around the 15th to 16th of May and should continue until the end of October this year. The plane flies at 60 metres, which is about eight times the size of a normal house, and carries out airborne geophysics. So what that means is it's got instruments, sensitive instruments on board that allow us to do, if you like, modern geological mapping, seeing down into the rocks, checking their magnetic field, how conductive they are, and their natural radiation that's given off. So we've carried this out all over the country since 2011, and it should be completed by next year. And it ties in with a soil sampling program we're also carrying out, which is also ongoing in Kerry at the moment, as part of this TELUS program, which is really modern geological mapping.
Okay, so that's why it's being done, and but the plane is going to be flying from people's normal observation of planes pretty low, about 200 feet off the ground, is that it?
Yeah, around 200 feet, and it is pretty low. Now, the key thing here is if you have sensitive livestock like horses, or if you actually operate drones, if you do drone surveys, there's an information line number 1-800-45-55-65, and people should contact us with that, and we'll be able to ensure that we let people know, particularly if they've got horses, that we can let them know when we're going to be flying in their area and make sure it's at a time that suits them, arrange for the horse to be brought in, etc. We've done this, like I said, we operate a helpline on this, and we've done it throughout the whole country, and thankfully without any incidents. It makes about the noise of it like a truck going past, but the dramatic thing is when you spot it, it does fly very low. And obviously in Kerry, with the Great Mountains, it flies contour flying, so it will be pretty dramatic. It tries to stay 60 metres above the ground. Over towns, we have to lift it up to 240 metres, so it's less noticeable.
Okay, less noticeable in towns, but in the countryside it could go pretty low. And yeah. How big is the plane?
It's quite a small plane. It's a Twin Otter, de Havilland Twin Otter. So it's only about 15 metres long, has a 20 metre wingspan. So it's like a very small shuttle commuter that you might see in use, in some of the smaller airports or whatever. So it's quite a small plane, but like you said, and it travels relatively quickly, about 120, 130 miles an hour. It's about 170. An 80K.
It's a fixed wing propeller plane, is that right?
Yeah, twin propellers, fixed wing. And it travels, it does the survey like cutting the grass, lines 200 meters apart. So if you see it coming, it'll go to the end of the line and come back probably half an hour later, 200 meters apart, and half an hour later. Because if you like, with this survey, we have to cover the entire area.
Yeah.
You know, so we do parallel lines all the way across.
Okay, so you're already working in the county. One of our eagle-eyed listeners spotted one of your vans down around the Kinnair Vera area during the week.
We have to be started our soil sampling in the area in mid-March. And we've got three teams of two people working together. They have vans with signs on the side saying work on behalf of Geological Survey Ireland, and we're in high vis, they have ID, and they talk to farmers before, or landowners before, taking the samples. They take a soil sample, just two soil samples of each about 1 kilo, like a bag of sugar, every 4 square kilometres.
Okay, okay. So, Cohen, finally, chemical, physical properties of our soil, rocks and water, all this information can be fed back into the national database, I suppose, for public and for private organisations. Is that right?
Yeah, it's all available. As soon as the data is processed, it's all available free and online, and it's used in a whole range of areas. We use it to update our geological mapping, and one of the key uses of that is for groundwater mapping and now geothermal energy. It also feeds into a lot of planning for things like geothermal. The soil sampling in particular is used. We're working with Chagas in terms of agricultural productivity of the soils. And there's a lot more information on our website, which is gsi.ie. If you go to gsi.ie and TELLUS, the name of the project,
TELUS.
But if I could just repeat the information line number.
Yeah, 1-800-45-55-65.
Exactly. Thanks, manager. Okay. That's it, exactly.
1-800-45-55-65. Coon, listen, thanks a million for telling us about that. I'm sure we'll get phone calls and people see the plane in the air, but we've given our best shot at trying to make them aware of what's going on. Thanks for talking to the program.